did everything just freeze? Oh, there it goes. We're here, everybody. I don't know why. That was like the first time OBS has ever been like,
yeah.
Nope. Yep. It's like, you ready to start the show?
We're
flawlessly
having problems again, people.
You
Welcome.
Ready to do it? Well, you ain't going to today.
It's fine. We're good.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah, we're doing great.
We just wanted to keep it really dramatic by having it be like,
yes,
3 seconds.
Oh, no.
For like
the show.
4 seconds.
It's gone.
What's gone?
No, we're fine.
Oh, you know what it is? It's probably because I hit start recording on OBS.
Oh, yeah?
And then tried to click really fast. That was probably my bad.
We dropped frames, man.
That's because I froze OBS. I know. It's my fault, man.
Your computer's not the greatest thing in the world now anymore. Drop frames.
Yes. Said it was the greatest
thing?
Yeah,
you said it could do anything.
Well, it can do anything.
It can do anything.
It can.
Uh-huh.
It can.
While dropping frames.
It could get a man on the moon. Literally fly him there.
No.
Literally fly him there.
That's some bullshit.
You know, there's more processing power in our iPhones than there were in the computers that got the people on the moon?
Yes.
Okay, so that computer could put people on the moon.
Because that was 40 years ago.
Yeah. So,
50.
My computer could put a man on the moon.
Back in, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Poorly.
Yeah.
You would also need a rocket.
Yeah. Well, I didn't plan for
fuel,
all the details.
An astronaut.
I could be the
astronaut. Reentry plan, mathematics,
aim for
logistics.
Earth, try to hit blue, reentry plan, done.
Yep. That's how it works.
It's like 70% of the Earth is water. Try to hit the
70%. You are an astronaut. You know all things about space, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, do it then,
you
want to
hear some space facts?
I want to see it.
You want to hear some space facts,
Send me
man?
Into space.
No, you don't. You're not trained.
I will be trained.
No.
You don't know how you're fucking doing this.
No,
I
know
either.
How. I know how.
Shut up.
I know a lot about
you're
space.
You're no rocket scientist.
I am literally
no
a rocket scientist.
No.
Nuclear rocket scientist.
Well, then why are you in this apartment
you know
talking on an internet show?
I didn't want to be a cliche, so I decided to start
so you're
a podcast.
Like, I'm really humble. I don't have money.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't want to be one of those rich nuclear rocket
totally.
Scientists.
Why would you want to be one of those people?
The rich astronaut nuclear rocket scientist type.
Yep.
I didn't want to be that. I wanted to be co-hosting
to be.
This show with you, man.
Gotcha. So you turned that life down to live a life of
I did.
Shit.
Yeah. Well, no, it's pretty great. I like this show. I like
shit.
Seeing you.
Shit.
You got a new haircut that I didn't notice until
shit.
2 minutes ago when my girlfriend pointed it out.
You're shit.
I'm not. Why are you saying this to me?
You're the best, man. I love you.
It's too late.
It's positivity.
It's too late. Oh, we're switching? Now we're doing positivity?
No. Well, I was, but I mean, you don't have to. You can do you. Don't fall.
It sounds like you gave up
Stop
already.
Stop being a sheep. Like a sheep.
Now this is not positivity.
Well, you ruined it.
Positivity would be like you could be
a
sheep
train.
If you wanted to be the sheep. But
leave your
if
own life.
I wasn't positive. And because I tried to join the positivity train, which means I was negative. And then you joined the negativity train because I tried to join the train.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that make you the train joiner?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, the hypocrisy is real, man.
I got you in a mind pretzel.
The hypocrisy
is just
real.
Got you so good right
I
there.
I don't
man.
Even know what to do now.
Nope.
You've broken my
You
got to
give up on life.
I don't know.
You think we should actually like start the show
don't
at some
know
point?
Where to turn.
Think we should.
Maybe the intro.
You know, maybe.
Maybe we should turn to the intro.
Oh, we're Seth and Colby. What are we going to talk about today?
Hey, stuff and things. Let's stick around. You'll like it.
Yep. All right. We're going to play the intro then.
Who are Seth and Colby?
Idiots!
So-called podcast gods who blazed the trail for talk radio on the internet.
What a ridiculous name.
First partnering in 2008, Seth and Colby took the internet by storm with their unique views on the hot topics of the day.
Science is a liar sometimes.
We won't lie. They've been away a while. A lot of things may have changed.
45th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
But Seth and Colby are here to teach you.
This is America. You're either a duper or a dupee. I'm a duper. You guys are the dupees.
To entertain you.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
And to make you laugh. Seth and Colby will dissect the world as it is. Movies, meme culture, music, weird science.
We didn't have time to work out the minutiae of the plan.
And they'll bring it to you in a lovely package that will delight you and those closest to you. Now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
Oh, guys, we done did it. We played the introduction. Woo! We are Seth and Colby. Welcome to our show about things and stuff. It is episode number 12 on July 30th. No, not the 31st. It's 30th.
It's not.
It is.
Made.
We are coming to you live from the world broadcast headquarters of this bedroom.
The very fancy.
We should give it a bedroom. We should give it a fancy name.
Dude, if we do ever have a studio, we should just call it the bedroom.
I feel like we would steal that from High Hopes, though, because I think he says the bedroom studio.
Well, you know, the thing is, it's not an actual bedroom studio. It would be a legitimate studio. We would just call it the bedroom.
Yeah, but when Cameron gets his house, which apparently he's trying desperately to do,
that won't be a legitimate studio.
He's going to go into it. He's going to build a studio in his house.
No.
And then he's going to call it the bedroom
professional,
studio.
Professional recording studio.
You keep saying this. I don't think I know what
music,
it means.
Not podcast. Shit.
Dude, let's just
start
a music
future record label
called The Bedroom.
Yeah.
The Bedroom Records.
Right.
Yeah, dude, let's do it.
I think that's a good one.
All right, let's
do it.
If someone steals that, I will come to your house, and I will sleep.
We're trademarking right now.
Trademark.
You got $400?
It's trademark. I don't, but it's trademark. Remember, I gave up my life as a nuclear rocket scientist physicist.
Oh, yeah, God.
I just turned physicist.
Wouldn't that come in handy right about fucking now?
It would for our bedroom records. Would be great, but it's not. Okay, this is still the intro. We're just not introducing the show. Watch us live every Sunday at 2 o'clock Central Time.
2 o'clock.
At duo.com/live. I'm not going to spell it. Nope.
W-O.
Don't spell it.
Q.
Oh, perfect. DeWalk.
DeWalk.
Go to DeWalk.com/live.
DeWoke.
That is where.
We're all woke.
Stay DeWoke.
Stay DeWoke.
Stay DeWoke. And really, go to SethandColby.com. That's where you can subscribe to us on iTunes, on Google Play, on Stitcher.
That's
where the regular RSS feed is if you want to use your own weird program because you're some type of hipster, nonconformist person. And of course, you can click the Watch Live button and go to the stupid YouTube channel and watch this show. Or Twitch, because we may switch.
Oh, yeah, what happened to that, you lazy bastard?
Well, I'm in internet jail, so I didn't do anything
after
like Thursday.
Oh, yeah, so you're in internet jail, yet you're still streaming this stupid show.
Yeah, as soon as this is over, we're only going to do a 12-minute episode today. Turn it off, and then everything goes back in lockdown.
And you're streaming Game of Thrones tonight. Yeah. It could interrupt, and you could go over, and
That tells you how much I love you. I literally did the math on how much this show, if we do 2 hours, should be right around 3 gigabytes.
Okay.
And I have about 85 left.
Gotcha.
So I should still be okay.
Room.
Should. I should. But if not,
maybe.
I'm gonna take $10 out of your next paycheck. Your Seth and Colby paycheck.
No.
Yeah, anyway.
Don't.
Should we fade out the music? Start talking? We have let's see, how many tabs? We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 tabs open. So we have 14 potential stories today. Taylor says she can finally watch live today. Hello, Taylor. Colby, show her a nipple. Literally behind your finger.
It's like, where do I go? Where do I put it? Do I put it behind the mic?
It's over. Sexiness is over. It's over. But anyways, thank you all for watching. Subscribe, leave a review, and blah, 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 blah. Fade it out. All right, now we actually have to entertain.
We're faded out.
We actually have to entertain.
All right, entertainment status, level 100.
Okay, so here's what we got
proceed
to talk about.
Proceed with entertainment.
You're a podcast robot. All right, here we go.
Oh, yes.
We can talk
this
about Derrick Rose signing with the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Why?
We could also talk about how Game of Thrones, Winds of Winter, the next book, should be out in 2018. Next year. Microsoft Paint to be killed off after 32 years.
Are you just going to ramble on the entire list? We want to save some for surprises.
Oh. Okay, well, do you want to surprise people with this one?
We would just list our show in the first 5 minutes. Why would they watch?
Because they want to hear about our opinions on these hilarious and awesome things.
No enticing.
Okay, then
they'll just figure it out.
What do you pick first?
The Derrick Rose bull crap.
All right, man.
This goddamn person used... to be incredible.
Did he?
One of the best players to watch.
Really?
Yeah. He was comparable to Westbrook.
His four games that he's played?
And he's played more than that. His first two seasons, I think he was healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And he was really good.
Two seasons, huh?
Yeah.
How do we look that up?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Derrick Rose career history.
Oh, Harry, get that keyboard right
Derrick
there.
Rose,
you get the typey. You typey.
Derrick Rose, why does he suck?
Is Derrick Rose injured?
Is Derrick Rose a pussy? No.
A 14 back.
I don't even know why.
How many seasons, many games has Derrick Rose played? Derrick Repose.
Repose. I can type well, guys.
Derrockle.
Oh, God.
Derrockle Rose Carrard. I wish I would put this on the YouTube screen, but you can't see the URL bar. Finally.
Oh, so bad.
All right, man. Let's see. More stats. All right, his career. Okay, so he played 81 games in 2008. He played 78 games in 2009, so he was injured for 3 games.
Yep.
For those. He played 81 games in 2010, so he had 3 seasons. Let's give him 3 full seasons.
Gotcha.
And then 10? He played 10 games in 2013.
10.
51, 66, 64. He didn't even make it a full season last year?
No.
With the Knicks?
I don't think so.
What did he do? Get hurt again?
Yeah. The dude is like...
He's a paper mache man.
Yeah. I don't understand the man or why Cleveland's took the man to the team.
This is crazy.
He's very volatile, I feel like. He will either be good or broken.
Did you know that I think since 2008...
Yeah.
Every MVP from 2008 till now is playing for either the Cavs or the Golden State Warriors.
That's so stupid. Welcome to the NBA Monopoly.
Yep, here it is.
And the two teams.
On April 2nd, 2017, he was ruled out for the rest of the season after tearing the meniscus in his left knee, necessitating a fourth round of knee surgery for Rose in his 9-year career.
Can somebody just build the man a new fucking knee?
Do you think that LeBron James has some secret, like, hyperbaric chamber that he can put Derrick Rose in and heal him?
No.
You don't think even LeBron James' wizard magic?
I feel like if he's got anything, it's to maintain his level of body physique and, you know, not keep the
Has LeBron, like, ever been injured?
I don't know.
I mean,
I don't.
Derrick Rose, let's just do some numbers real quick.
He's definitely been injured. He had his nose broken.
Yeah, but he played for that.
Well, yeah.
I mean, has he ever missed large amount of games for an injury?
I don't know.
I don't think he has.
I don't think he has. No.
So,
not as much as Derrick Rose.
Okay, well, let's do some quick math, all right? Uh-huh. Derrick Rose, 2 knees.
Uh-huh.
4 knee surgeries.
I pressed a button. I don't know what it was.
Don't push button. Here, give me that.
I think it might have been the volume button.
I'll just put it over here. I'm just going to
put it on.
It was embarrassing to watch you type, so I'm just going to take over.
That's good.
I'm just going to take over.
Embarrassing.
So, Derrick Rose, 2 knees, 4 knee surgeries, 9 seasons.
Yeah, that's.
And now he's going to play for the Cavaliers.
As what? Point guard?
What is this?
Hear Kyrie wants to leave, man.
That foot right there doesn't look good.
Well, that's Kyrie.
I know. That's not ironic. Kyrie's foot is literally off his body, and Derrick Rose probably got injured after that photo was taken. He probably watched that happen and he needed eye surgery.
Yeah, that's what you call getting shook. Yeah. Derrick Rose is about to fall on the floor. Kyrie's about to go back to where that foot is, and then Derrick Rose is like,
How did he do that?
What?
How did he do it?
Why?
So, and then Kyrie apparently is leaving.
Yeah.
The Cavaliers.
I heard he doesn't want to play with LeBron anymore.
Dude, you think that has to do with Flat Earth?
No.
Do you think Kyrie, like LeBron's like, Kyrie, the earth isn't flat, dude. How do you explain the sunrise and the sunset? And
I thought
Kyrie's like, nah, dude, LeBron. Bron, hear me out, Bron. It's flat. And we're on the back of a giant turtle floating through space. All right? And Kyrie's like, no, man. Like, Copernicus proved it in like 1300, dude. It's round. He's like, you know what? I want out.
I thought he did a press conference about saying, like, I think the earth's flat. But then, like, a month later, he was like, no, I don't believe that. That was stupid.
Yeah, but I think he really believes it.
Maybe.
He's shattered.
Stupid.
I mean, that's something that you don't want to publicly admit ever.
Yeah.
And then he, like, admitted it several times.
It's just so fascinating to me, the fucking videos on YouTube that try and prove the flat Earth theory. It's like, you know, they have this really easy setting in basically any video editor of lens correction.
Yeah.
To where you can take the curvature of the Earth and then make it look flat by adjusting the angle yeah. of the lens.
Yeah.
And so all these videos are like, they're like the horizon. It's a camera in space, and it's like the horizon's flat. You can't see any curve.
But how do they explain the sunrise, man?
You edited the fuck out of that!
How do they explain sunrises, man?
The sun moves around our little plane. It's just a light in the sky or some shit.
That's not how lights work. Dude. Okay, this desk in front of us is the Earth, uh-huh. all right? If I take a flashlight, all right, and I shine it right here, over here is going to get some light. Because it's flat.
Okay. That's a good point.
And then you move it.
It's still always going to be
showing. It's still always going to be there.
On all of the flatness.
Right. So either the day works like when the
maybe
sun's underneath this.
Maybe it's got like a cone. It's very angled.
Like it's a V.
It's a specific type of light source made for the flat Earth.
Have you seen like the people who are like had a picture of a train? And the train's going down like a steam engine, and it's going down a track, and they see the steam coming off, mm-hmm. like, and it's coming off from behind the train. And then the other panel shows, like, a nuclear factory, and the steam's going straight up, and they're, like, supposedly rotating at 15,000 miles an hour, wise, and the steam curving. People are dumb, dude.
Yeah. It's because that air, where the smoke's going.
It's called physics, man!
It's also moving?
Yes! Yeah, they don't get to understand that.
It's not just, like, up in the sky...
I think
space.
The moral of this story.
There's about how many miles?
Lots of miles.
Lots of miles.
Lots of miles. I'm not a scientist, but I don't know about stars.
Where like the air and pressure that we live in
yeah.
is kind of contained
uh-huh.
to where we don't float off
yeah.
into space.
If that had, we would fly off because we're moving.
You know, we
at
don't
15,000
know a lot
about
science, but at least we know that.
I mean, that's common sense, I think, right?
Apparently not.
Okay. I guess not.
Apparently
so
not.
So, are we going to remember Kyrie for how many...
I'm going to remember him for his flat Earth...
Exactly. I think that's the problem, is that Kyrie
thing.
Is... He's now not remembered for being an MVP or an NBA champion.
Right.
He is remembered for being a moron...
A flat Earther.
...who likes flat Earth.
Yes.
Yeah. It's kind of sad for him, but at the same time, he deserves it.
Right.
So, yeah, Derrick Rose. I think that's enough to make him win, dude?
No.
Why don't they get Westbrook?
I don't know.
If they would have got, can you imagine LeBron, Westbrook versus Stephen Curry, Kevin Durant?
That would be an epic showdown.
That would be the best!
That would be amazing.
Can you think of anything better than that? Besides maybe everyone's also naked.
No.
I can't. That would be the greatest thing
that
ever.
That would be, yeah, the showdown of this mm-hmm. this NBA landscape. Yeah,
yeah, dude. I'm going to show, I'm going to.
You show something.
I want to show you this Russell Westbrook video because I've never understood your comparisons of Derrick Rose to Russell Westbrook. I mean, that's because I didn't watch enough Derrick Rose.
They're both explosive as shit towards the basket.
No, I agree
one
with that.
One just doesn't get hurt.
Well, right.
He did.
Okay,
once,
so.
But still.
Oh, my God. I got to log in.
Yeah. Take your time there, man.
Hey, man. That's why I have a co-host.
They're both short. And can jump ridiculously high in the air and remain in the air for a long period of time. And they're very good at, you know...
oh, my God. I don't know how to spell my own name.
Controlling their body in the air to make you move and think they're going one place, and then they go another. They're very similar play styles.
Well, right, but isn't Russell Westbrook way better?
Obviously, I would say yes, because he hasn't gotten hurt 4 fucking times.
Okay, look at this. My media, this is sensitive. All right, here I go. Look at this. Why can't we hear it, man? Oh, it's because you muted it. That's what you did. That's the button you hit.
Get involved in this play.
Okay.
This is a way you can...
Look at this Russell Westbrook video, and you tell me this is the greatest thing you've ever seen.
I think Adam's just talking to Westbrook about missing the free throw.
To me, you make the free throw.
You made the free throw.
Second one.
Misses, gets the rebound.
Oh, end of the game.
Westbrook. Bam!
Damn!
From just inside half court.
You see that?
It's a one-point game.
That's Kevin Durant deep.
You ever seen Derrick Rose do anything like that?
I think so. Yeah, he's had a couple of game enders.
Let's watch some Derrick Rose.
Pretty
highlights.
Sure.
Derrick. Look how I spelled his name.
I'm sure. Hey, you got it right the first time.
I know, man. It's not Duroc Cars.
Duroc Cars has had four
surgeries.
Here we go,
man. Derrick Rose, unreal offense highlights montage. Look at that. Look at these cases. Yo, there's Steph Curry shooting an apple on the back of your phone. Yo, there's that man doing a dab. Dabbing on the phone. Cam Newton, that's his name. Forgot his name because I'm old. That's terrible. Not anything special. Let's go in. He stole the ball. Okay, didn't do anything but pass. Let's skip ahead. That was trash.
What a finger flick.
All right.
What a finger flick.
You see that?
Dude, in the search bar, Derrick Rose,
okay,
game ender.
Derrick Rose, game.
Or winner. That would work.
I kind of wanted to search.
Game ender. Game ender. That's when he breaks his legs.
That's every game. Yeah. Derrick Rose, game winner, three-pointer versus Cavs. Insane. This is
usually when insane, guys. As their outlet to throw the ball in. Shoot.
Okay, so it's going to get started here. It's right at the beginning.
It's copyrighted.
Nah, man. Catch it cleanly. Nah, man.
Not watching NBA footage or nothing. No one else
is available. They get full screen. Here we go, dude.
Got 3 seconds.
Here we go. He's throwing it in. Three seconds.
Two.
Three.
That was Durant's shot.
I mean, that was kind
of. That was
of
a little
impressive.
Closer, but that was Durant's shot against Dallas, kind of which impressive. Is one of the best game winners I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, but.
But see, he could pull that shit.
All right.
Maybe
okay,
once.
Okay, man.
I mean,
I just feel like Westbrook does it every game.
No.
No, I feel like he does.
Durant has way more. Well, I'll take that back. I think they both do have quite a few amount of, like, last minute game winning shots. Both.
No, I just meant like Westbrook has highlight. You can make a highlight reel every game from Westbrook.
Yeah.
You couldn't do that for every Derrick Rose game.
Not. That's because the man's hurt. man's brittle. He's brittle, and I don't blame him.
So they're not going to beat them this year. Is he better than Kyrie?
No.
That's what I would think, right?
Yeah.
Because Kyrie, he's probably a better shooter than Kyrie Irving, I would say. Because he can, like, wiggle in there.
Maybe.
Probably, like, he's more wormy than Kyrie Irving. Because Kyrie Irving's kind of stocky still. Like, I would think so, right?
I don't know. I'd take Kyrie over Derrick Rose. Anyway.
I think the point is LeBron James still single-handedly has to win the finals every year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's what you get.
Yeah, that's just what. So is Derrick Rose going to help? No. Is Kyrie Irving going to help? No. Would Russell Westbrook help? Probably not. But that would be better to watch.
Kyrie helped, I feel like, didn't he?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure he made a few points.
They lost, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, they lost. They almost got swept in the finals. That's remember that? Yeah, they got beat pretty much
didn't
as bad as you
back?
Can get beat.
They came back because of the fucking refs.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah.
No, it's because LeBron is Jesus.
Well, that and the refs kind of gave a little fouls. A lot of fouls towards the
Warriors. Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure they did. Yeah, well, then they gave all the fouls to the Warriors.
Right? Hey, it made me watch... You know, 6 games instead of 4, so that's good.
I'm telling you, dude, I want Westbrook to go.
Well, get LeBron on the phone, man.
All right, let me call him up
and be like, why are you being a bitch?
LeBron? I don't know, LeBron.
He doesn't
James.
Want Westbrook's attitude.
You think that's it?
Maybe.
You think he's too much,
I'm
both too much of hot
out
shots?
My ass. I have no idea. I am the worst sports knower ever.
Sports knower.
So this is just straight out. Without any thought whatsoever.
A sports knower.
Yeah, I don't know things. I'm a sports knower, guys. I'm going to put that on a shirt.
All right, man. Well, if you're not a sports knower, let's move on to the next one. What's
Game
next?
Of Thrones.
Okay.
Who?
This one right here?
This is what I don't know.
Or this Game of Thrones related one.
Why anyone is going to care about the books.
About this one.
I mean, I get that there will probably be more detail.
Okay, we're talking about this.
Hot Pie is actually making hot pies in real life.
Oh, now you want to talk about
well,
it.
Well, I didn't see what it was.
Well, it's two Game of Thrones one. Which one do you want to read? You want to read about his new bakery?
You know nothing, John Doe. As in dough for bread.
Because he's a...
Ingenious.
He
looks a lot less stupid.
We're going to show his picture up here. That's the wrong one. He actually looks a little bit like Fat Jon Snow.
Yeah, a little bit. Maybe like that's what he's going for.
He's got the curly hair and the beard.
You know nothing, John Doe.
Yep.
Huh.
Yep. The real life hot pie, aka actor Ben Hockey, has opened a Game of Thrones themed bakery appropriately called You Know Nothing, John Doe. Hot Pie is one of the sweetest characters on Game of Thrones. All he wants to do is give Arya some delicious bread. And now we can try his famous direwolf loaves for ourselves. Notice, they are direwolves.
Wow.
You see that the bread is shaped like direwolves.
Wow.
The bakery is based in London and operates via delivery service Deliveroo, where you can order the loaves for just $1.30 each. They're made from whole wheat cornbread with orange zest, and per Deliveroo's instructions, are best served slightly warm with soft butter. Hot Pie's Direwolves loaves are a favorite for Game of Thrones fans, and people are always asking me for the secret of my recipe, Hockey said. I can't share that. Let me guess. It's yeast, water, flour,
and butter.
The rest of the stuff used to make bread?
Yeah.
I can't share that, but Deliveroo customers will have the chance to try themselves.
Hey, do
you don't even need to take a dangerous walk down the King's Road to visit. It comes to you. I don't think it does. That's a better picture. Look at that picture right there. Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Heard you came for that dragon ass, Jon Snow.
What?
That picture you sent me.
Oh yeah.
That fucking meme going on.
Okay, now here's our other
game. Yes, we have lots of dragon glasses.
Here's our other
quiet, yes.
Here's our other story.
So I know that the books have more detail, I guess,
yeah,
about from scene to scene and stuff
detail.
Like that. So
a lot, like an ungodly, horrendous.
Isn't it just
gonna
be ruined because this book would be
Yeah, I think book people are real
season.
Mad.
Right?
No, I think this would be the second to last season. There's two books in his series left, I believe. It's this one and then the final book.
I thought we were already past where the books
Oh, we are. The TV show is past the books.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, then where did the TV...
So
what's
the
last thing in the book?
I think where... Like, in the book, I don't think Tyrion ever even made it to see Daenerys yet. Like, all of that is past the book.
Yeah. So everything.
Yeah, everything in the series right now is
last
past
season.
It. Yeah, last season.
Uh-huh.
Last season was the first season that was
right
that had parts
That's
past the
I
book.
Thought.
I think they still did some catching up, but this season's definitely all past.
Hmm. Yeah, I think those would be a little ruined for me.
So yeah, people. I think there's people out there that aren't watching TV show because they don't want it.
That's
ruined.
So that would be so hard.
It would be impossible.
You couldn't be on social media.
No, because I feel like everyone knows general spoilers.
Yes,
because. Like,
and
you may not know how.
Everyone's an asshole, so they're one of your friends on
well,
Facebook
first of all,
is going to post the spoilers.
You live in a society,
yeah.
All right? There are things that people in a society like to talk about,
mm-hmm.
like hit television shows.
Right.
And if you choose to not watch a hit television show,
mm-hmm.
it's not my fault that you have made that life decision.
Right.
And it is not my responsibility to baby you nope. for spoilers.
Nope. You got to keep up, man.
I live with the 24-hour rule. You have 24 hours to watch it. And then it gets spoiled. And we proved that last week with our Dunkirk
yes,
review.
Yes, Dunkirk was out
because it came
48
Friday,
hours.
And then we talked about it on Sunday.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yep. And I'm going to tell you what happens in tonight's episode of Game of Thrones right now. Are you ready? Here we go.
All right.
Jon Snow shows up. I guarantee you that happens. Prove me wrong.
I heard that Arya is going to get to Winterfell. Jon Snow is going to be a Dragonstone. We may, I doubt we'll see the Lannister Castle Rock.
I actually know what happens.
Unsullied fight.
In
Shut up, Mr. Fucking. I read spoilers.
I read the entire season spoiler. It's going to be so good, dude.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
It's going to be
you
so good.
You're the worst person.
It's going to be so good.
Last night you said that you didn't.
What?
And that you're just making all this shit up.
I did?
Uh huh.
No, I definitely had you want me to pull them up.
Because
I can read them to you. I have them. I
don't know if
you
read them.
I got them right here in this tab. I
no,
can actually just, I can just scroll up
stop
here,
it.
Go to saved.
God, stop it.
Let's see here. Oh, yep. My season 7 spoiler timeline. You want to click this right?
Fuck!
You want to click that?
Get it off! You're a bitch.
Hey, you just besmirched my honor and called
you're
me a liar.
Bitch.
Just wanted everyone to know that I'm not a liar.
Well, you're also a thief because you shouldn't have that information.
Why?
Because.
It's all publicly available.
Fuck that. It was stolen from someone.
No.
Yes.
No. It's like
yes.
based off set photos and.
Shut up. I'm going to set you on fire.
Like, they're unconfirmed spoilers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're literally based off, like, set photos and. you know,
still
all of that.
Gonna be right.
Well, right, because the first three episodes, like, that was posted like 6 months ago, and the first three episodes were exact, so they're definitely all gonna be right.
Sweet.
Yep. So like he's informed fans impatient from Game of Thrones novel The Winds of Winter is still months away, but offered hope that they probably will read it next year. He said, it's like the start of 2016, Martin told his readers that there's a lot written, hundreds of pages, dozens of chapters, but there's still a lot left to write. I'm months away still. That was 2 years ago, and now he just said I'm months away still.
God, he hadn't worked on it since, man.
He ain't doing nothing,
dude. He's just
dude.
Been like, I've been doing interviews, I've been seeing new people, I'm a celebrity now.
Did you just hear a voice?
What?
Did you just hear a voice?
Hello?
I just heard like something like crack right there. All right, what's next, man? What's next? What's next? What's next?
Was it this? Was it this noise?
No, it was a voice. Like a video started playing for a half second. What's the next one, man? Here's all of our stuff. I'm not showing the audience. I'm only showing you.
The next one.
I'm only showing you, dude.
That one.
You want to do this one?
Yep.
All right. I feel like you just said that one and you didn't even know what it was when you said it. Mark Zuckerberg thinks AI fear-mongering is bad. Elon Musk thinks Zuckerberg doesn't know what he's talking about. The classic debate about artificial intelligence.
Who's got the bigger dick?
Tesla and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk, who isn't afraid to speak his mind, shared some thoughts early Tuesday morning via Twitter that essentially bashed Mark Zuckerberg's understanding of artificial intelligence, the kind of technology that helps computers think more like humans. I like how they had to explain artificial intelligence to
right.
him. Like, what's artificial intelligence? Is that the thing that makes the Earth round?
Is that that fucking Robin Williams movie?
Bicentennial Man.
There is a movie called Artificial Intelligence,
yeah,
or AI.
Yeah, but Robin Williams ain't
right.
in that one. That's
it was
a Haley
similar,
Joel Osment.
Though, I thought.
Yeah, and it was not good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a Steven Spielberg movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was bad. That's it was right. boring as sin.
I don't recall. I remember it, but I don't recall it.
Facebook and other tech giants are scrambling to build this kind of technology, and Zuckerberg even built an AI assistant to help control his Palo Alto home. Musk, on the other hand, thinks AI could ultimately destroy mankind and send everyone scrambling to Mars to avoid machine overlords. So both men feel strongly about the technology, but in his tweet on Tuesday, Musk dismissed Zuckerberg's knowledge as limited. A pretty sick burn in the world of superintelligent tech. Let's see, he said, I've talked to Mark about this. His understanding of the subject is limited. Zuckerberg blasts Elon Musk's warning against artificial intelligence as pretty irresponsible. Dude, he just bodied
pretty.
Mark Zuckerberg.
No, wait, whoa.
So Mark Zuckerberg said...
Zuckerberg blasts him.
Yeah. This is like the most nerdy burns I've ever...
Elon Musk warned people that we should probably look out for AI, and then Mark Zuckerberg's like, what the fuck are you doing, man? Why are you telling people that? Stop.
He's like, I think that's irresponsible.
You're irresponsible.
And then Elon Musk is like, your understanding of the subject is limited, sir.
It's like...
Boom! You got burned! You got burned, man! Your understanding is limited!
Ooh.
Well, yeah, you're being very irresponsible. Oh!
How is that irresponsible?
Silicon Valley, 8 Mile, dude. Let's do it.
He's just like, what do you think? That now, like, all the dumb Trump voters are going to hear Elon Musk say that AI is sketchy and we should... And
yeah, I guess Mark Zuckerberg.
Don't fuck with that AI shit.
I don't think Mark Zuckerberg.
Non-God fearing, church non-going, atheist, racist, sexist, homophobic.
Well, I think Mark Zuckerberg. You okay there? You need some water?
I don't know where that came from.
There's something inside you that you might need to talk to someone about.
Holy shit.
After that rant. let's see. Let's rewind to earlier this month when Elon Musk spoke at a meeting of American governors and warned that AI was the biggest risk we face as a civilization and urged the government to adopt AI legislation before robots start walking down the street and murdering people. We actually covered that on this show.
We did do that.
You hear it here first. It said that Colby News. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Fast forward a week to Sunday evening when Zuckerberg spent almost 85 minutes streaming live to Facebook from his backyard barbecue. God.
And he downplayed the concerns.
I'm just... Does that... For some reason,
yes,
that disgusts
me.
Me.
Fucking the founder of Facebook. You can have a little bit more, like... We understand if you have a budget to film your little speak things. Like,
I
get a desk. Get a chair.
Can I click it?
Sit there. I don't want to see your barbecue going.
Can I click it?
Fucking, I don't care.
I kind of want to click it.
Got interrupted there. But I
Jesse Eisenberg is such a much better Mark.
Hopefully this is working again. Yeah, I think this is kind of the peril of having your grill thermometer hooked up to by Bluetooth to your phone where you're going live. But I'm live here in my backyard.
That'd be so weird, man.
Smoking some meats, and Priscilla went inside to get some work done.
Like, I am not filling any time because I'm literally transfixed
and now,
by this.
And we're at the part of the.
Do you hear his phone just buzzing?
Where, yeah.
I'm sure that's constant, right?
We're just kind of waiting for it to get up to temperature for a few hours. So I'm here, and I figured it'd be fun.
If you were Mark Zuckerberg and you were streaming live in your backyard, and I watched you because I'm your friend,
so what's up?
And I text you during it, and I heard it buzz, I would do nothing but continually text you until you went offline.
How's it going?
For the LOLs.
For joining me and hanging out. Jesse, how are you doing, man? Haven't seen you in a while.
Does he know these people?
Mike from Michigan. Yeah, I think the food is going to be delicious, but I have probably 4 more hours
Dude,
on this
that
to go.
Chat has just got to be before the fastest there. Scrolling
All right,
thing.
So for those of you who are just joining me
listen
now.
Listen to his phone.
My
PewDiePie gets like five subscribers a minute. Like
you, that. Probably more than that.
Yeah, probably more than that. Like, that's just subscribers, and, too. Like, I couldn't imagine a chat or comments for the fucking founder of Facebook.
Well, this video had 6 million views.
Take a lot of wood.
That's not enough. Isn't there 2 billion people on Facebook?
6,357,009 views.
Over on this side. And then on this side,
his phone is just blowing up.
For those of you guys who haven't heard of this thing, I really recommend it. It can keep a temperature for like many hours at a time. Sometimes.
Is he talking about his smoker?
I think so.
It's literally what he's talking. Okay, let's skip.
He's like, guys, you know, I did create the biggest internet company in the world.
Talk about my
but let's talk about my new interest. I'm getting really into meats, guys. I've been smoking that shit in my backyard. And man, is it tender. Can I show you some of my cuts? I've got crazy shit. I've got orca. You want some fucking orca? I'm Mark Zuckerberg. I'm cooking up meats that you've never seen. I got some aliens up in this bitch. I'm so red now.
Fun thing to do over the weekend. Like, you're on
fire. I'm so hot.
How far into this video should we skip?
That sent me on fire.
We got an hour and 23 minutes of video. How far should we skip into it?
You know, a bit more than a mile.
What should be our first skip? Let's do 20 minutes.
I'm done. If he's still talking about his fucking meat, by where you skip to?
I skipped 20 minutes in.
Backyard here from Scotland.
Great. I throw off my
hat. All right. Yeah, no, nothing beats traveling, Luella. That's right. Ime, just saw you. You're watching.
Yeah.
What's going on? How are you doing this weekend?
Hey, pretty good, man.
Why
are you cooking meat?
All right.
It's like he's replying to these people and then expecting an immediate response.
Yeah.
And his chat's doing this.
I just don't. This isn't how you respond to chat. I don't think.
A couple of years ago, and spent a few days there.
Oh, he's not talking about a smoker.
Philip Hoffman. When am I coming to London?
It's just anything.
I don't know. Probably sometime in the next.
It's just.
Let's skip another 40 minutes. Well, that's a buzzkill video unavailable.
Thanks, Facebook.
Facebook heard what we were doing. And they shut us down.
They were like, they are making shit talk.
They're talking.
Our leader.
They caught him. He knew he was cooking orca somehow. Shut it down. I think people who are naysayers and try to drum up these doomsday scenarios, I don't understand it, Zuckerberg replied. It's really negative, and in some ways, I think it's pretty irresponsible.
Really negative.
When Musk saw Zuckerberg's comment in a story posted to Twitter, he chimed in, I talked to Mark about this. His understanding of the subject is limited. Dude, that is really a really savage.
Two
burn.
Great Silicon Valley techies sort of feuding over the future of human civilization. It's no Donald Trump versus Rosie O'Donnell beef, but considering the players involved, it's certainly a lot more interesting.
Dude, first of all, news stories, print is dead. Because that was terrible.
I love blogs, man. I read stuff.
This
all
is
the
a
time.
Big blog, too. Recode, this is a big one. This is like the New York Times of tech blogs. And they said, it's no Donald Trump.
Well,
I mean, honestly, that's a pretty sick burn from Elon Musk. I mean.
Limited.
I mean, really, he's like, I spoke to Mark. And, I mean, like, in layman's terms, he's like, no, I talked to him. He doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
That's what he
I've spoken to him. I've heard his brain. Yeah, I've heard the words he uses.
His brain is literally a third of my brain. Did he create Cause? No, he created a book of faces. Ooh,
he made a website.
I create rockets. I create electric cars. I power the earth. I build tunnels.
I will be on the moon. No, Mars.
And probably the moon, too.
I will be there forever.
God, this thing is the worst.
Don't poke
placement.
That.
It's there. Poking thing.
You're going to knock out our internet, and everybody's going to blame you for the show being down.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, what's next, man?
It's going to happen.
Okay, we finish
that
one out.
I just
want
to say that I'm on Team Musk for that one.
Okay, we got this one.
Mr. Zuck can just suck his own fuck.
We got this
leave,
one.
Leave a muck.
We got this one here.
I'm done.
You got this one?
Oh, another rich jackass.
You want to talk about this one?
Another rich. No, he's not a jackass. Well, I don't really know him. Do you know him?
God, I can't
is he a
click
jackass?
Today.
I feel like every rich person's a jackass.
Oh,
right?
For sure, yeah. Right? Yeah.
We're punching up here. We're good.
For sure. Yeah, man, look at this.
So Mr. Amazon
look at this
is
photo
the
of
richest
him right here.
Person
he's
on
got
the
like,
world.
He's got douche sunglasses.
Now.
He's got a douche vest.
I did not think Bill Gates was the richest person in the world.
Dude, he can't stop being rich.
Back in 2000, yeah.
All he does is give away money and he still stays rich.
Right. Like, I'm wrong because it's now Bezos, him, and Buffett.
I didn't realize that Jeff Buffett Gates, I didn't realize that he was that rich.
Yeah.
I honestly didn't know.
Warren Buffett and Bill Gates have like made
well, I knew
up,
they
signed
were rich.
A pledge to give away at least 50%
yeah,
of all,
the, yep.
all their
Jeff
earnings
Bezos
before they're dead.
Was the richest
he
man in the world for a
though.
Time with a fortune of over $90 billion. According to Forbes and Bloomberg, the Amazon CEO had a net worth of over $89 billion at the close of the markets Wednesday, while market co-founder Bill Gates is worth just over $90 billion. Even if Bezos didn't end the day as the richest man, he will likely take the crown from Gates more permanently in the coming days and weeks. When he hits the mark, Bezos, who started selling books from his garage 22 years ago, becomes the first man to bump Gates from his perch in 7 years and is the sixth man to hold the richest person title in the past 30 years, according to Forbes. Bezos'
what?
Rise carries him...
Sixth man?
Sixth
really?
Man in 30 years.
Huh.
Well, there's that oil dude in Mexico.
Right.
Carlos something. That's not racist. His first name is Carlos, I guarantee you.
I don't know who you're talking about.
And then there's other rich people.
Yeah, those
probably China people.
Motherfuckers.
Bezos' rise carries important symbolic weight, signaling Amazon's unbridled power and value, presenting a new face of outsized wealth to the world, inheriting a new kind of billionaire who is skeptical of philanthropy and has massive reach in culture, technology, and media. Bezos will be a stark contrast to his fellow Seattle-area resident Gates, who has topped the list for much of the past quarter century and devotes his time and money to philanthropy. What's most astounding about Bezos' rise and his recent wealth surge, he has been a billionaire for nearly 20 years. I didn't know that. Did you know that? 20
no.
years he's been a billionaire?
No.
First making the Forbes list in 1998 with a net worth of $1.6 billion after Amazon's IPO.
How old is he?
I thought he was like 20. How old is the man? He looks young, doesn't he?
He's 40.
Maybe it'll say in here. He's got to
well,
be in his 50s.
What the early part said, it was like 22 years ago he started off selling books in his garage, but then within 2 years he's a billionaire 20 years later. Where did that say that?
Okay, it says,
when he hits
22
mark,
years ago.
Yeah.
22 years ago he started Amazon.
Selling books out of his garage.
So what was 22 years ago? That was 1997?
No.
That's 20 years ago, right? Yeah. So 1995 is 22 years ago. So... And then they went public when he became a billionaire, and I just read that somewhere. IPO in
1998.
Is that what it says? So 3 years. It took him 3 years to become a billionaire. From a dude who sold books in his garage to a billionaire in 3 years.
Amazon? It hadn't been Amazon ever since then, right?
Yeah, it says Bezos' rise. He says he has been a billionaire for nearly 20 years, first making the Forbes list in 1998 with a net worth of $1.6 billion after Amazon's IPO. So it took him 3 years for Amazon
what?
To go public.
What? Amazon's been around since 1998?
No, 1995.
Bullshit.
Yeah, man.
I can't believe it was all just started off, so it had to be all, like, what, e-books?
No.
Actual
I think he
books?
Literally sold books out of his garage. Right here, dude.
And so Amazon, get your books shipped to you.
The company was founded in 1994, spurred what Amazon founder Jeff Bezos called his regret minimalization framework, which described his efforts to fend off any regrets for not participating sooner in the internet business boom during that time. In 1994, Bezos left his employment as vice president of DE and Shaw Company, a Wall Street firm, and moved to Seattle. He began to work on a business plan for what would eventually become Amazon.com. On July 5th, 1994, Bezos incorporated the company as Kadabra Inc.
Really?
Bezos changed the name to Amazon.com a few months later.
Look at him. He wanted to be a magician.
He is. Well, I mean, he became a billionaire.
He definitely wanted to become a magician.
If you put a mustache on that guy and a top hat, he is a magician.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
same.
For sure.
He's ready for the role. He just needs him.
After a lawyer misheard the original name as Kadaver. Okay. In September 1994, Bezos purchased the URL Relentless.com and briefly considered naming his online store Relentless, but friends told him the name sounded a bit sinister. The domain is still owned by Bezos and still redirects to the retailer. The company went online as Amazon in 1995. Bezos selected the name Amazon by looking through a dictionary. He settled on Amazon because it was a place that has exotic and different feel, just as he had envisioned for his internet enterprise. The Amazon River, he noted, was the biggest river in the world, and he planned to make his store the biggest in the world. Well,
oh, shit.
He succeeded.
Yeah, he did.
Bezos placed a premium in his head at the start of building a brand and told a reporter, "There's nothing about our model that can't be copied over time, but you know McDonald's got copied and has still built a huge multi-billion dollar company. A lot of it comes down to the brand name. Brand names are more important online than they are in the physical world. Additionally, a name beginning with A was preferential due to the probability that it would occur at the top of any list that was alphabetized." Since June 19, 2000, Amazon's logo type has featured a curved arrow leading from A to Z, representing the company carries every product from A to Z. They've only had that logo
since 2000.
That's crazy, man. Well, that's 17 years ago, though.
Yes!
A long time.
I didn't think Amazon was a thing until, like, I don't even know.
Here we go, man.
It wasn't around, like, when we were coming up. Not that I know.
After reading a report about the future of the internet that projected annual web commerce growth at 2,300%, Bezos created a list of 20 products that could be marketed online. He narrowed the list to see what he felt were the five most promising products, which included compact discs, computer hardware, computer software, videos, and books. Bezos finally decided that his new business would sell books online due to the large worldwide demand for literature, the low price points for books, along with a huge number of titles available in print, and Amazon was founded in the garage of Bezos' home in Bellevue, Washington. The company began as an online bookstore, which was an idea spurred with a discussion of John Ingram, of the Ingram book, with Kier Putel, who still holds a stake in Amazon. Amazon was able to access books at wholesale from Ingram. In the first 2 months of business, Amazon sold to all 50 states and over 45 countries. Within 2 months, Amazon sales were $20,000 a week, while the largest brick-and-mortar business and mail-order catalogs might offer 200,000 titles, an online bookstore could carry several times more, since it would have practically unlimited virtual warehouse. Those are the actual product marketed and supplies.
Yeah, so downloadable books.
Yeah, but he actually mailed these too.
Right. Well, I'm sure it was like how it is right now. You can either get the Kindle edition or you can get the hard copy.
I don't think they had digital books back then, dude.
I bet you they did.
No.
They absolutely had e-readers and shit on your Palm Pilots and stuff like that. That was the first thing, was e-reader screens and shit.
Now, he's literally talking about them being virtual warehouses because he's using several different warehouses.
Okay.
That's what he means. He's like, these mail order people, they have to have their own stuff
right.
in
he's
their
not
own warehouse.
Storing anything.
Right.
He's just a
he can list every
of...
book and then just call the guy who has the warehouse with the book in it and they'll mail it.
Hmm. Yeah, that's smart. It's just, that was never
$20,000
so
a week.
Easy because like
2 months in,
we try and do that now.
Yeah.
Like with Camp Steak and shit.
Yeah.
But like,
so the Kobe.com has t-shirts.
Yeah, that too. But,
go Camp Steak, huh?
First time it was done, man. I guess. Well, big.
Well, it's part who you know, because he knew that guy who got him
was
books.
A Wall Street guy. Anyways.
Yeah, he already had VP. Like, you know how many connections he had? Yeah. Also, he had enough money to move, get a house with no job.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, you know how hard it would be
good
to get a job without
don't come
being
out
employed?
Of nothing.
Yes.
You need start.
You have
cash.
To have money to make money. How old is he?
44.
Jeff Bezos, clicking his head right now.
44.
Old. 53.
Yep.
He's 53 years old. He looks good for 53, dude.
Yep.
He looks good for 53, man. Mad about it. And he bought the Washington Post.
Yep.
He has investments in Airbnb, Basecamp, Behance, Google. Are you serious? Nextdoor, Twitter, Uber. The man is. He's just so rich.
Yep.
Yep. Well, that must be nice.
Philanthropy.
He was Times Person of the Year in 1999.
Mm, I personally donated 2.5 million to support same-sex marriage.
He hasn't done nothing. Yeah. He donated 2.5 million for a same-sex marriage referendum that successfully passed. 10 million for a museum. He recovery of two engines from the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean doesn't have a price. He built the Bezos Center at the Princeton Neuroscience Institute, $15 million, and he has an educational charity. He also gave $10 million in 2009 and $20 million to the Fred Hutchinson Kansas Research Center, Cancer.
Dude, he definitely sold that rocket, right? That was the launch rockets for the Apollo 11 mission.
Bezos
so
donated
that would have been worth so much money, right? From the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean?
Gotta be.
And the fucking Apollo 11?
Not here, man. 44 years and 3 days after it helped launch the first men to walk on the moon, a huge rocket engine part salvaged on the ocean floor has been positively identified as a historic component, Apollo 11 lunar landing mission.
Yep.
I'm excited to share some exciting news. Amazon.com founder and CEO Jeff Bezos. 44 years tomorrow, years ago tomorrow, Neil Armstrong stepped on the moon, and now we have recovered a technological marvel that made it all possible. March 2012, the billionaire entrepreneur underwrote a private and secret expedition to find and recover the Apollo engines that launched astronauts Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, Michael Collins to the moon. I'm just like skimming it now
to see if he sells it or something. I don't know how big it is. It's the bottom one. It's a bottom. Well,
yeah,
it's the Saturn
engines,
V
dude.
Rocket.
It's
huge. It's the bottom. It's the first thing to detach in the process.
The team at the Kansas Cosmosphere expects that it will take 2 years to complete the conservation of the engines. During that time, the public can view
the
parts.
Why is the Cosmosphere like the place to be for space junk? I think they have like the Apollo 11
They do. They have,
11
they have the lander. Yeah, the capsule that they
and
sat
like,
in. And they have the Apollo 13 burned up one there, too, I think.
Why?
We should go sometime, man.
I am down. I've been wanting to go. I love that place. I used to go there as a kid.
I don't know why it's...
I love it. Why is...
Why is it here?
Why do you bring it to Kansas, and especially in Hutchinson?
Probably get sold to Regal here in a couple months. Yeah, man. It's crazy. Yeah, I was just trying to figure out if he sold them, but it doesn't. It sounds like he gave them to the Cosmosphere.
You see that they're building a new like community center, learning center, right across from the expiration place? Right where they're building all those new apartments downtown?
You mean the library?
I thought it was
a
community
library.
Center.
Yeah, it's a new library.
Okay.
It's a new library, man. Let's see. What Hall of Space, is that it? German Gallery, Cold War Gallery, Apollo Gallery. So they have the flown Apollo 13 command module, Apollo spacesuits, one of two Apollo white rooms, the Apollo 11 moon rock. That didn't mention it there.
No, I don't think they have the... Well, yeah, they're still working on the engines, I'm sure, for this thing. But, yeah, they have the Apollo 13 one.
Here we go. They have the Lunar Rover, a full-scale replica, the Lunar Module, a full-scale replica, Paul White Room. They have the actual Apollo 13 command module.
That's the one. And I'm just like, really? That's just so crazy.
November 2003, Cosmosphere released a statement indicating that a routine audit had revealed many missing items.
What?
Over a year later, in April 2005, former Cosmosphere director Max Airy was charged with stealing artifacts from the museum collection and selling the pieces for personal profit.
Wow.
Some of the missing items included a nose cone, silk screens, boot covers, nuts and bolts, an Air Force One control panel, and a tape of the Apollo 15 landing, which Airy sold for $2,200.
Huh.
What? That's crazy, dude. He was found guilty on 12 counts. He was sent to 3 years in prison in order to pay a restitution of $132,000.
Oh, Kansas drama.
He says he's innocent, and he was released in good behavior in June of 2010. He's back out there, man.
He's back out there.
How do you get a job as a convicted felon who stole from your job?
I don't think you do, unless you're at, like, McDonald's.
You gotta, like, find a place that's desperate, right?
Yeah, places that regularly have employees steal shit. So
they're just used to
it. Processes to make sure, like, if you do, they'll know.
Dude, that's crazy to me. Yeah. What were we talking about? We just went down the biggest rabbit trail of all time.
Jeff Bezos.
So Jeff Bezos is rich. Yay! He's rich.
Fuck that guy. Next.
All right, man. All right, I'm gonna click off the screen capture. All right, what's next, man?
We got all these things. Okay, that one?
No.
That one?
No.
That one?
Yeah, you put that in description. I don't know what it is. Tell me about
it. Okay, this is about the Queen of England.
The Queen of England? Jolly good.
She says that her drinking routine never deviates day after day. Apparently, she has a pre-lunch gin and debonair served with a slice of lemon and ice. During lunch, she enjoys a glass of wine. And then in the evening, she sips on a dry martini followed by a glass of champagne. So every day, she has four drinks.
Martini?
Every day, she has four
That's
drinks.
Just vodka.
Yeah, dude. It's got an olive in it. Calm down.
It's just vodka.
The Queen of England wakes up in the morning and brushes her teeth with gin, all right? And then at lunch, she sucks down some wine. And then in the evening, she's like, you know what? I'm going to drink some vodka and call
Let's
it a dry martini.
Up.
And then she drinks champagne every evening.
Oh, God.
Before she goes to bed. She wakes up with gin, goes to bed with champagne, and drinks vodka in between.
I think I'm going to pull a Queen of England. That sounds awesome. Yeah. I might avoid the gin, but the wine at lunch and...
Gin's not good.
A martini followed by champagne for the rest of the night.
I mean...
That sounds like a good night.
Well, it sounds like... I mean, she's royalty, man.
Yeah.
That's what royalty does. You could literally be royalty.
Best probably fucking vodka and champagne you can get.
Which brand she prefers? There are a handful of brands currently hold a royal warrant, including Gordon's Gin, as well as champagne producers Bollinger, Larsen, and Krug.
You would think that they're, like, top of the line, because, like, people are like, I want to drink.
Well, Gordon's Gin is nice, but I don't think it's super expensive. Like, I think you can actually get that, like, just at liquor stores here.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, like, look at this. You've seen this bottle before. You've seen that.
That's hilarious.
Like, that's not really that fancy,
is
it?
That's just standard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gin.
Okay, now what was the, where's that at?
Uh-oh.
Right here. Come here. All right, champagne producers Bollinger. Let's see how much Bollinger champagne is.
Bollinger champagne.
Bollinger B1 price. That's a car. I don't think she drinks that.
I am so wealthy. I drink every day.
$50 for a bottle.
I'm constantly lit.
I mean, that's more expensive than like what we would do. I heard that joke, by the way. I appreciated it. Not as much as you appreciated it, but I appreciated it. $50 a bottle. Which honestly is more expensive than we would pay for. But for the queen, $50 a bottle doesn't seem that bad.
Doesn't.
I mean, how much of it do you think she drinks? Do you think she drinks the whole bottle?
Bottles daily.
She just drinks every
Give
bottle.
Give me three bottles, sir.
Let's see how much Lanson is. $39.99, dude. Getting cheaper. Getting cheaper. Maybe Krug will be like $10 and you could drink Krug champagne every night and pretend you're the Queen of England, dude.
So, I mean, that shows that you shouldn't buy expensive wine, right?
Okay, that's 80.
You shouldn't.
Yeah.
Of England picks just generic shit.
Right,
and
she's like
probably
Gordon's
because that's what
gin.
She likes. So, I guess that doesn't mean you need a, you know, $1,000 bottle. Shit, fucking hell.
$9.99.
What's the most expensive wine?
It's probably something from like 1600
right, like
or whatever.
Old ass.
Look, you can get
Jesus
Gordon's
wine.
Dry gin right there.
Can you find
$9.99
that was turned into wine by Jesus? I wonder how much that is.
You know what? The internet's a magical place. Most
they'll have it. It's fake, but they'll have wine. It.
Here's the Macallan Lalique 4, 65-year-old single malt scotch whiskey, $40,000. There's a Cheval Blanc 1947 for $33,000.
Cheval Lafayette 1787, $500,000.
Let's see. This is in reverse order. Let's just go to number one because we don't have time for this because our show's on time. The Screaming Eagle Cabernet Sauvignon 1992.
Huh.
It's pre-Amazon. $500,000.
Grand Royale of all the most expensive wines out there. In the Napa Valley Wine Auction in 2000, the wine got the highest bid with a whopping price tag of around $500,000.
Dude, please read what the wine connoisseur described it as.
Exceptionally impressive, sensual nose of jammy black currants and subtle toasty oak. Stunningly proportioned, ripe, intense fruit, full body, great purity. Inner core of sweet, creamy, highly extracted black currant
cassis fruit. Spectacular.
That dude's shoving that wine up his ass.
I don't think he's wasting it like that, dude.
Yeah.
I think he literally put it on shove. They talk
well,
about
no,
it.
You could use less if you shove it up your ass. You'll get drunk faster.
Okay, so this one right here, that's true. I don't think they drink it to get drunk, though. Like, don't that's most wine true. People spit it out?
Oh, the taste,
okay,
the
so
smell.
The Chateau Margaux, 1787, $500,000. It's known as the most expensive wine ever to be sold. Its initial price was around $5,000 because it was authenticated to once be a part of the wine collection of Thomas Jefferson.
Dude, I liked, well, on the first description, I liked how he had to bring up the same point twice. Like, he had nothing else to say about the wine. He mentioned the Courant,
yeah, dude.
Black Courant, thanks.
Whatever
twice.
That is. I don't know what that is.
He's like, yeah, the Courant's
you think anyone
really
knows
good,
what that is?
Sweet,
you think
fruit.
He is it possible he just made that up?
You know, fruits in wine.
Dude.
So, comes from grapes.
Chateau Margaux, 1787, mm-hmm. was accidentally shattered mm-hmm. in a Margaux dinner by a waiter who knocked the bottle over and broke it.
Insurers paid out. I wonder how much his deductible was.
Yeah. We're going to give you $225,000 for this, but your deductible is $225,000. What? That
employee's life is dead.
Dude.
He is ended.
You know how horrible that would
mistake.
Be? Look at these ugly bottles, dude.
Dude,
a bottle of Charouf Lafite, 1787, that was linked to Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States, was sold to Malcolm Forbes in 1985 for $160,000. Despite issues over provenance of the wine and linked to Jefferson, this wine is among the most expensive single bottles of the wine ever sold.
Why isn't she drinking that shit, man?
Dude, we should create a wine company and make bottles that look like that, because those look kind of badass.
Yeah, and people would buy it.
Yeah, because it's like hipster.
We just price it real high.
Yeah.
And then have the shittiest
we just
wine
literally
in.
Go buy Yellowtail, pour it into our bottles, and just call it...
Add some water, maybe.
But like...
So it's not the same.
Chateau La Corbe.
There you go.
1992.
See if it works. We'll see. And then send, make a couple bottles, just send them to random rich people.
Yeah.
And they'll think, like, oh, shit.
Hardy, this wine, it tastes like black currant.
It's a terrible idea.
No, that's a great idea.
That's terrible.
All right, man, what's next?
Well.
Main overlay.
What's this? Rogue One? I see Rogue One.
Oh, you want to do that one?
Oh, the actor, right, yeah.
Well, you spoiled it now.
Mm-hmm.
You spoiled it.
Yep. I wonder what it could be.
Apparently, the actor who played Darth Vader in Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, Spencer Wilding.
Wow, you just spoiled it.
Apparently, also joins the yet-to-be-titled Han Solo spinoff. The film, directed by Ron Howard, will introduce Alan as a younger version of the scruffy-looking Nerf herder who will be set for the events of Star Wars episode.
The only reason they're doing these like prequel stories is to have Darth Vader in it again, right?
I don't know. Well, that's speculation. So yeah. The man's in a suit, all right? So you don't know his face. So right. He could play anyone else. Yeah. I mean, he's a really tall dude.
Dude, I get it. I mean...
So he could just be an alien?
Fucking...
background guy?
What was his name? Earl Jones?
James Earl Jones.
Yeah. He's still kicking, so I'm sure they want to get all the Darth Vader voice they can before they can.
But wouldn't you be mad if Darth Vader shows up in the Han Solo movie?
Yes. It's like...
Han Solo, there's no reason for him to be in there.
Knew who
no!
Darth Vader was before.
Why would he?
Hope.
There's no reason for him to be in that movie.
He's like, who's that dark mask guy with a lightsaber? I wonder what. Did he just choke somebody with the air?
Yeah, because he didn't know about the Force.
What the shit?
Yeah. So, I mean, if they bring up the Force or they bring up Darth Vader, it's going to be
curious.
But it's not going to fit with what we know about him. So do you think he's maybe just like an
Emilia
alien?
Emilia Clarke.
Yeah, dude. You not happy about that?
Dude, I don't like Khaleesi.
What?
She's good as Khaleesi, but I don't like her in anything else.
Yeah, but those boobs can't beat it.
No,
nope. Dude.
No. Nope. She was in Terminator Salvation or whatever the hell, and that was just bad.
See, I don't watch those.
Yeah.
I don't watch those.
Well, if you would, you'd have a different perspective.
Well, let's segue, man.
Emilia Clarke.
Look at you.
Guess who will be fucking Sarah Connor?
James
Probably
Cameron
fucking
wants to make
that chick.
A new Terminator trilogy. He's currently in the process of making 4 sequels to Avatar.
Yeah, that's a good idea. So, guys, I burden myself a lot. You know how typically movies get sequels? Well, I have created 4 movies that will be coming out for the next 20 years. And while doing that, let's start up something new. Just give me some more Terminator. Throw that shit in there. I'll just never stop. Working.
Are you telling me, though, that you wouldn't be excited if James Cameron did Terminator again?
I don't care about Terminator.
Have you seen the original Terminators?
Yes.
Because they're good.
Stupid.
One and two are good Terminators. They're good.
They're good, but get away from the fucking Connor family.
Oh.
I don't care.
See, I think...
The world of Transformers... Or
Transformers.
Terminator is better, I feel like, because it's very fucking possible.
Well,
it
see,
could happen.
Right.
That's what...
Right, I think they
Musk
should focus
is
more on,
about.
Like, Skynet.
Yes, I don't give a shit that some kid is his dad's son
but
who,
see, I
who
think
got
you
his
have...
parents to fuck to create him in the past when he's time traveling. And then also, throughout that, he's got a fucking metal robot that's trying to kill him, slash save him, slash kill him, slash there's another one trying to kill him. I don't care!
Okay, so I think your problem is that you watched 3, 4, and 5, maybe 6. I don't really know how many there are. I think if you only watched Terminator 1 and 2, you wouldn't feel so angry about this.
Oh, that fucking franchise.
In an interview with News Australia, the director, James Cameron, revealed he's currently working on rebooting The Terminator, and of course it's not going to be just one movie. I'm in discussions with producer David Ellison, who is the current rights holder globally for the Terminator franchise, and the rights in the U.S. market revert to me under U.S. copyright law in a year and a half, so he and I are talking about what we can do. Right now, we are leaning towards doing a three-film arc and reinventing it. Presumably, overhauling the franchise will include Deadpool director Tim Miller, who was announced last year to be the director of a brewing reboot, but it certainly sounds like they're planning something much more ambitious. Meanwhile, fans have pointed out time and again how Cameron has at times endorsed the sequels, including the truly execrable? What's that word, dude?
Is that a word?
What is that word?
How execrable?
I'm going to put it into Google.
This is a word.
Let's see. Execrable.
Extremely bad or unpleasant.
Execrable.
Execrable.
Never heard that word in my
execrable.
Life.
Execrable.
That's a stupid word.
Never heard that word in my life. That's very hard to pronounce.
Stupid word.
We know vocabulary.
This very bad Terminator Genesis. Donald Trump.
Bad Terminator Genesis.
The director says he was just doing his buddy Arnold Schwarzenegger a favor. I think it's fairly widely known that I don't have a lot of respect for the films that were made later, Cameron stated. I was supported at the time in each case for Arnold's sake because he is a close friend. He's been a mate of mine since 33 years ago, and I was always supportive and never too negative, but they didn't work for me for various reasons. There's a big difference between not being too negative and recording video featurettes for Genesis, but I guess it all depends on how you look at it. At any rate, it looks like Cameron is going to be spending a good chunk of the years ahead branding and franchising Avatar and The Terminator. Whether or not Schwarzenegger will return, he insists that he will, and Cameron says the actor might appear to pass the baton remains to be seen. So there you go, man.
Yeah. Stupid.
You're not looking forward to that? I think that'd be cool, dude.
I don't.
Would you rather him make Avatar or more Terminators?
Avatar.
Okay.
Focus on that.
Well, it sounds like he's going to.
Make it happen quicker.
Do you think he's done with those or just all in post now?
Maybe.
Maybe that's
like
why he
you
can
would
focus
think,
on
right?
He's been
because
shooting
why
him for 400
not?
Years.
Why would you not just do it all at once since you have everybody that you're going to need?
Well, I think
and it's
Avatar 2 in 2020? Are you serious right now, 2020, man?
Yeah. I thought it was supposed to be this year, and then it got pushed back to next year, and then it got pushed apparently to 2020.
I thought it was 2018.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Huh.
That's totally going to be worth it, guys. Let me tell you. Totally going to be worth it.
The last one came out in 2009.
Oh, yeah. You know, a good 11 years.
11 years, dude.
Was really good for a franchise. Really good.
They made a Disney World theme park
in the
with literal
time.
Avatar people in less time than it took him to make Avatar 2.
So then, yes.
He's got to be shooting all of them, right?
There's got to be like Avatar 2, 3, 4, 5 is going to come out 2020, 21, 22, 23. That's going to be crazy once we get there.
Where's like the actual... There isn't one. In February 2017, the media website My Entertainment World stated Avatar 2 had entered production and shooting would start on August 15th, 2017.
What?
It hasn't even started shooting yet?
What?
That's in 3 weeks. It starts shooting. We just speculated
what?
That they were done. It was in post. And they haven't even started shooting?
What?
With Manhattan Beach, California as the main shooting location. James Cameron confirmed the upcoming shooting and that the writing of all four sequels is now complete.
So he's literally been spending the last 11 years writing the movie.
Yeah. The following sequels are expected to start shooting right after Avatar 2 wraps filming. The following month, Cameron revealed that Avatar 2 would not be released in 2018 as originally believed. The sequel release dates would be announced starting December 18th, 2020 for Avatar 2, December 17th for 2021 for Avatar 3, December 20th, 2024
yep.
for Avatar 4, and December 19th, 2025 for Avatar 5.
What could it be, man? What could it be? Why? What takes 11 years? These are sequels. You already have the world.
This ain't
what
11 years. This is almost 20 years from 1 to 5.
Dude, that's insane.
That's insane. I don't get what's wrong with James Cameron.
What?
What's he been doing?
He's happening.
Been filming those goddamn deep sea adventures, hasn't he? He's made like 4 documentaries in this time frame since he finished Avatar and is now here. I'm pretty sure, right?
Yeah.
Go to his IMDb.
What's he doing with his life?
He likes going under the ocean.
Oh my god, dude.
People have said that Pandora is literally like underwater, except with no water, because everything's iridescent or fluorescent and can light up, and that's blue and colorful and shit. It looks very
Sanctum. Cameron served as executive producer of Sanctum, a film detailing the expedition of a team of underwater cave divers who find themselves trapped in a cave, their exit blocked, with no way known to reach the surface.
What?
Oh my god, dude. This is crazy.
In the mid-1990s, Cameron announced that he would make a Spider-Man film with Leonardo DiCaprio starring as Spider-Man and Arnold Schwarzenegger starring as Dr. Octopus. The project was canceled and dropped by Cameron, and his script was rewritten by David Kwip for the 2002 movie Spider-Man, directed by Sam Raimi. Wow. James Cameron decided to produce the new installment of Planet of the Apes franchise, but it was canceled before the Tim Burton version was made. 1996. I would have much preferred a James Cameron Spider-Man. That sounds pretty cool. With Arnold Schwarzenegger as Doc Ock?
Dude, can we just talk about how Avatar 1 came out when my son was 1 year old, and the final Avatar will come out when he's 17?
That's stupid. Why? What? Just, who's gonna care?
This has the opportunity to be the biggest waste of money in the history of America.
Right! Like, I mean, the only reason Avatar is as financially successful as it has,
it's the number one movie of the world,
right.
Yeah.
The pioneering 3D technology.
Right.
Everyone that went and saw it said, you need to go and see this movie.
Right.
Before it's out of the theater.
Which, by the way, was correct. It was mind-blowing in 2008.
Right.
Or 9.
2009, though. Since then.
In 2025,
so
I expect Avatar people to come out and touch me.
Right. What are they going to do? They can't top the
game.
Because
the story wasn't that great.
No.
It was just amazing to look at.
It was like Dances with Wolves, but aliens and
shit.
It was Indians getting taken over by white man, you know? Like, I mean,
dude.
The story was pretty standard.
Dude.
Minus the whole, I've got to transfer my soul into this blue
they
robotic thing.
They built a theme park at Walt Disney World Animal Kingdom.
Why?
Before the scripts were done.
That doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any.
Why would you invest hundreds of millions of dollars for a theme park
that you don't know if it will sell tickets
for a
or not?
Movie that's 10 years old already, that won't have its next movie for 3 more years, and then it wasn't even written or filmed when the theme park opened? It makes no sense, man!
It doesn't. It does.
He could have finished the script for Avatar 2 in his fully built theme park for Avatar. I'm Alex Jones. Why, dude? Explain it.
Dude, he's a weird person. He does weird shit.
I just don't. I just can't.
We respect the man for the things he does, but I don't know if he deserves the respect.
I mean, his movies have been great. I mean, True Lies is hilarious.
Just like,
you seen True Lies? It's good. Terminator 1 and 2, good. If you look at them by themselves. Titanic, excellent. First big screen boobs I ever saw. Changed my life.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what he did between Titanic and Avatar. I don't think he did anything. He did a lot of ocean.
We did one Alien, and then he did the Abyss, and then
did he do Alien?
Mm-hmm. He did an Alien. I don't think it was.
No, I don't think he did. Did he?
I thought it was like Alien 2 or something.
True Lies, Terminator 2, The Abyss. Oh yeah, he did Aliens. Yeah. You're right. Okay. He did Rambo First Blood.
Part two. First Blood. He drew First Blood.
Okay. It says Sylvester Stallone eventually took over the script of Rambo First Blood Part 2 and created a final draft which differed radically from Cameron's first initial vision. I never saw The Abyss.
It had the first like water CG water simulation that didn't look like shit, and so everybody was like, "Oh my god,
dude, what is with him in water? He's gonna get eaten by the bloop." Yeah,
he's out to find the bloop.
Well, he's gonna get eaten by it.
He thinks that there's alien shit down there.
You don't mess with it. There is, and it will eat him.
Well, he wants to be the first person to get eaten
by the bloop.
Yeah, and document it, and then possibly. You know, film it.
James Cameron, Eaten by the Bloop in 3D. Theaters. December 2020.
Be great.
2035. 10
It'd
years.
Be great.
I can't believe that, dude.
He's.
It literally. I grew a child from semen to full adult in the amount of time it took James Cameron to make 5 movies.
Yeah. Yep.
That doesn't seem right, dude. I don't know if he should be offended. By how long it's taken him, or if I should be offended that all I did was create a child when he created an entire world.
How long did it take him before Avatar even came out?
That's what I'm saying, man.
To work on it.
It's a good point, because he had to invent all those cameras.
Yeah, it's been like a 25-year process, I'm sure. And it's just like...
It might be older than you!
Yeah.
You might be Avatar Baby!
I am the Avatar Baby. He started working on Avatar in 1993. Because that's when I was born.
That's crazy, dude.
Maybe. I don't know. That's speculation. But still.
That's not speculation.
It's just crazy. Fact.
It's documented fact.
I don't know why he does what he does. But he does it. And so we'll see if it's good or not. Probably
dude, my
not.
My mind hole is blown.
My guess would be not.
All right. Let's end the show, but let's talk about this one first. Unless you actually will. You want to talk about this before we end the show? This is something that only applies to us.
Bop, 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 bop. I was playing sad music for the paint death, but...
Oh, well, I switched to this one.
Look. Why are we getting another stadium, man?
You want to talk about this one?
So, we're in Wichita, Kansas.
Can we play this news clip just to show people who don't live here the quality of our news?
Yes.
Okay, let's do it.
We literally have a brand new stadium down there.
First of all, this is how loud it is. That was half of volume. Okay. Look at
it's
our
looking
casino.
Real good so far.
Look at our casino, man.
That's a great template.
Here we go.
The big baseball tournament in Wichita, the NBC will be getting a new stadium. City leaders have signed up to build a replacement for Lawrence Dumont.
Are you kidding? I'm Craig Andrews. A baseball stadium?
Joining us tonight with the NBC tournament. It gets worse. Swing, we ask city leaders when Wichita could again be affiliated with Major League Baseball. The mayor says as soon as the new stadium is done. So tonight we take a look at the new stadium that is on the way.
After
city council members voted unanimously this week to pay for a baseball and soccer complex to replace Lawrence Dumont. That is new.
Soccer.
I told you it got worse, dude.
The tournament may have to play in a different location, at least
I want everyone watching our YouTube.
Well, whoopty-fucking-do, man. Great. Bring some
3
shit.
In the morning, and it's 82 degrees outside already. I just want everyone to know how hot it is here.
Mayor Jeff Longwell says there will be a team in Wichita affiliated with Major League Baseball again. There will be a new home for it here. There will be a new stadium here for both baseball and...
How many times does this guy say here?
Like 15 times. Where? Here? Here? Where was it?
$60 million finance package that will come from, in part, sales taxes not going to the state, but rather staying here in Wichita to fund it.
The prospect
of a new stadium means more traffic to the adjacent area.
So, like, our taxes are doing what they're supposed to do, I guess?
I don't know how taxes work.
You know, you got to make it look cool. It's got to be artistic. Oh. You got to put your flair on it.
Efrain is manager at Picasso's, where they
are. Why are they interviewing a pizza guy?
Art, I don't know.
And they serve it up to people from all over the Wichita area. Efrain says they're busy most days, but more people converging on a new stadium would be bonus.
It's definitely going to be great for us because, you know, a lot more
people. Oh, would you like it if more people came to your business?
Hey,
you
random, know what? I think random I would business like owner, that. Would you like more money?
He's got a pepperoni hat, dude. Make sure he's on camera. Flip his bill up. exist pepperoni. What a,
yeah, show people that.
Show Pizza Hut right across the street.
Hipsters do exist in Wichita. They are here, and yeah, we're cool. We're building we're building stuff. We're expanding.
More features on the river, including a pedestrian bridge and another walking path. Something he says could attract more millennials to choose Wichita.
The hipsters!
No!
The reign of the hipsters!
Get out, hipsters!
Bring them! Bring them on!
Dude, there is a scourge of Wichita hipsters.
Dude, the Wichita hipster thing was trying to get going.
Oh, God.
Like, how long ago?
Oh, 10 years easily.
Rock ICT and
that I
shit.
Think it's finally, I think it's actually happening.
Yeah,
now.
And they were just too early, I guess.
I think so.
Huh.
I think so, man.
No, because, yeah, that's hipster shit.
Yeah.
That dude's hat was hipster shit.
Dude, I don't even know where to buy a hat like that.
Fucking
like, who
Spencers.
Loves their job so much?
Spencer.
You buy a pizza hat, you're a pizza man! He's a pizza man! He didn't build Amazon.com!
You're a pizza man!
He's a pizza man!
You're a pizza man!
I mean, I don't want to disparage the poor man who probably didn't even want to be on the news.
Right. God damn it.
But these hipsters, dude!
Wow.
God.
Yeah, so that's our local news. Guys, here.
Here.
If you were wondering, it is here.
It's here. God. And our river smells like duck feces.
Yeah, really
constantly.
Does. They could that would be a good project. Would maybe
yeah, maybe clean the river.
The worst river.
Clean
the
river.
Jump in it and all your clothes will just disintegrate.
This is a true story, and you can corroborate. Because Colby was recently looking for a new apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at these places that were just built. All right, they're called Central Bay Apartments. He didn't move there, so you can go there and bother people. We don't care. He don't live there. Go. All right? Central Bay.
Uh-huh.
You think of the name, you go, you know what? I bet it's on a bay. I bet there's water. There's a boat in the logo. The A in Bay is a sailboat.
Yep.
So you go, you know, Central Bay. It is on what we Wichitonians call the Big Ditch. Because it's literally a big ditch.
Yeah.
It's like the size of a person's river. City's river, but it's just a ditch. There's nothing but trash in it.
Yeah.
And
it's
long
for
grass.
Rain.
Yeah, in case we flood, it's for that.
It's on a lake. There's the big ditch, then there's the apartment complex, then there's a small
The thing about the big ditch is that it's used for flood control.
Yes.
And it's built parallel to the Arkansas River.
Right.
Or as we call it here, the Arkansas River, because we're tarts. Okay. The actual apartments themselves face the ditch and not the river that is behind the apartments. That's how hideous our river is. That they're like, would you rather stare at this naturally occurring river that runs behind the apartments or this trash-filled ditch right out your front door? And everyone's like, you know what? We're going to look at the ditch.
The ditch is private, man. They own that ditch.
No, that's a city ditch, dude.
No, they own that.
There's a big fence. There's no way they own the ditch.
Mm-hmm. If you're looking at the apartments from Central,
yeah,
the big ditch is to the right.
Yes,
the tiny lake is on the left. They are your backyard goes to the tiny lake, which they own.
Well, right, but that's a man-made lake.
Yeah,
the actual,
that's the part that it's on. It's
right.
Not on the big ditch. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, it's on the big ditch!
No, they are not on the big ditch.
If you walk out your front door and go straight, you'll walk across the parking lot, go over a fence, fall into the big ditch!
But if you walked out your back door, you would hit the lake before you hit the big ditch going forward.
No. If you walked out your back door, you'd go over the lake, then the Arkansas River.
I don't know. You don't know. No.
I'm going to pull up a map.
No.
I'm mapping it.
Do it. I don't know what you're talking about. I live there. I'm in that area.
You don't live there. We just told people you don't live there. Don't confuse our
Come listeners. Knock on my door. 307.
Come and knock on our door. 307. Just made one up. Some guy is going to get his door knocked out. You
Central and Ridge right there.
I forgot what I was doing. Okay,
right
here we go.
Right there. Okay.
All right. So here's their lake, right?
Yes.
This is the lake.
Yes.
This is the big ditch.
Yes.
All right?
The apartments are on
the apartments
other
are
side.
Right
no,
here.
No, they aren't.
Yeah,
look
they
at
are.
The white road that's on Google. They are on the other
Get
side of the white road.
Where is
facing the lake that they own.
That lake. Here we go.
And it's a private lake.
This is where they built the apartments.
No.
Dude, they couldn't have built it in the lake.
Oh, God. Move your fucking head. The apartments are right here. The road comes off right here.
Right. They're in between the lake and the big ditch.
On the side of the lake. Not the big
ditch. This is the back of the apartment.
This, yeah. No, if you look, is the...
I know what you're saying, man. We're saying the same thing. We're just yelling about the same thing right now for no reason. Here's what I'm saying. How do I draw? How do I draw, man? Can I draw? Why am I still yelling?
I don't think so.
This is what... You know what? We're going to segue. Here we go. Print screen. That's a thing on Windows, right?
Well, can't you, like, mark
print
up
screen.
With Windows?
Hold on.
I don't know.
This is why paint going away matters. Okay? Because right now we're going to do some art. All right?
Oh, shit.
Here we go. Here is the map of where the stupid apartments are. All right? We're going to select this pencil. The apartments are right here. Why is it black? Let's do bright red. These are where the apartments are.
Yeah.
Are we in agreement?
Yes.
That these are where the apartments are.
Yes.
Right here in this red area.
Yeah.
Okay, these are the apartments. Yeah. I am the best artist of all time. Okay? How do I make it thicker? All right. Okay, so here I'm going to make a big arrow. Here's my point. The apartment's front doors face the big ditch. Okay?
But there's a hill right in the middle
a
of the
hill.
Arrow
that Let's blocks not go your view crazy.
Of the big lake.
If you're on the second floor, there is nothing blocking your view of this. Some miracle happened where there was water in the big ditch on the day Google Earth took a satellite photo. It's either that or that's sludge. That could also
sludge.
Be sludge. Yeah. All right? And so to your point, to prove that we were yelling about the same thing, the back door looks out over this man-made lake.
Yes.
However, going back to Google, this is actually the Arkansas River.
Oh, shoot.
Okay?
And it merges into
it
the
It keeps
big
going
ditch.
Into the big ditch. So my point was, at the very start, your front door overlooks the big ditch. When the actual river in our town is behind you, they could have made Central Bay Apartments literally as you drive up to your house overlook their gorgeous lake, but they're like,
they
nah,
do.
Better not. Let's
they
put it next to this hill and the big ditch.
Park more towards the lake.
People don't care about what your backyard looks like.
Other.
It's about the front yard, man.
I don't know.
When you Google mansions, they aren't like, check out Leonardo
Fuck
DiCaprio's
this.
Backyard.
I give up. This is stupid.
Paint cannot die.
Yeah, they're killing
paint. Because
paint
just saved our show.
They're
today.
Killing paint. That's just a great decision by Microsoft.
Why? Okay. Seriously, let's talk about paint real quick.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's talk about paint. So besides the fact that it just saved our show, and I can't find my mouse cursor. There it is. All right. Why are they killing paint when they could do nothing to it for the end until the end of time, and it's fine the way it is?
I don't know.
I mean, we don't need those arrows. Like, they didn't need to spend employee hours on giving us those big arrows.
Right.
We could have just scribbled arrows.
Yeah.
No one's ever created pieces of art in paint, except for that one crazy person.
Yes.
That we featured on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But that dude deserves to be locked up in an asylum.
Yes.
No normal man has ever used paint instead of Photoshop.
Mm-hmm.
All right, if you're an artist,
yeah, no.
You don't use paint.
No.
What you use paint for is for dumb stuff on the internet, like we just did, or when you're at work and you've got pent-up rage, you just want to draw black for hours on end while your soul melts from within inside you. So why are they killing paint, man?
I don't know.
Does this article say why? We could read it. We could not scroll. There we go. We could just freeze. Oh, there it goes. Here we go. With the Windows 10 Creators Update, released in April, Microsoft introduced the new Paint 3D, which is installed alongside traditional Paint and features 3D image-making tools as well as some basic 2D image editing. But it's not an update to original Paint and doesn't behave like it. I guess that was like the second one. Microsoft's next release, Windows 10 Update, called the Autumn or Fall in the U.S. Creators Update, will bring a variety of new features. But one long-standing stalwart of the Windows experience has been put up on the chopping block, Microsoft Paint. First released with the very first version of Windows 1.0 in 1985, Paint, in its various guises, would be one of the first graphics editors used by many, become a core part of Windows, starting as a 1-bit monochrome licensed version of ZSoft's PC paintbrush. It wasn't until Windows 98 that Paint could save in JPEG.
You know what? Here's an article right here. I'm going to click this real quick because I feel like this is old news.
It's like, literally, this article is incorrect now.
Microsoft says that it will put 32-year-old program in the Windows Store, but that won't help office workers pining for some impromptu creative sessions. After tremendous outpouring of love across the internet for the arguably greatest Windows program ever, Microsoft Paint, they have announced that it will save MS Paint by putting it on the Windows Store. Following the company's announcement that the 32-year-old Paint is now depreciated, meaning that it's not in active development and might be removed in future releases, Microsoft put out a blog post response, the anguish outcry of potential removal of an old friend. Megan Saunders, Microsoft General Manager of the 3D for Everyone initiative, said, Microsoft Paint is here to stay. We'll just have a new home soon, and the Windows Store will be available for free. Today, we've seen an incredible outpouring of support and nostalgia. Okay, so it's not going away. All right, well, fake news. That's it, man.
Yeah.
We did it. We saved it. We saved Paint.
Isn't it kind of sad that they didn't even know that Paint was loved by that
many
people?
Yeah, how did they not know?
How did they not know?
That's like
that?
The only thing people like in Windows is Paint.
It's like one of your main things to do.
Get rid of Internet Explorer.
Shit.
Get rid of that.
Yeah.
No one wants that.
Nobody likes Edge. What the hell is Edge?
I forgot it's called
Edge. Yeah, it's Edge now,
it's
man.
Edge.
Yep. Yeah.
It's called Edge now.
Fuck that.
No Edge.
Well, hey, at least they can take criticism, I guess.
Can they?
Yeah, because they're keeping it. In a
well,
way.
Kind of, yeah.
In a way. Yeah, I really hope they make you pay for it, though. I hope it's like $2.
Well, the reason the reason they have their Edge is because it makes them money, and Paint doesn't, so they don't care about Paint. They care about Edge.
Yeah.
So if they could sell Paint, it would stay around.
I bet you they will. They said
it
doesn't
make
store.
Us any money on Windows.
They said
Paint,
it's in the store. It's not in downloads. It's in the store.
Yeah, it's got to be like, what, 6 kilobytes for Paint?
Right.
Just it's put it on Windows.
Ton, man.
Yeah. Get rid of Cortana and put Paint in. No one wants Cortana, man.
Do you use Siri on your Mac?
No.
I don't. I've never used
I honestly had to contemplate what you were saying
right,
to me because I forgot
Siri's
it existed.
Siri's on the Mac now.
Yeah, she's right here.
Uh-huh.
I think
I've
I might have actually turned
used
her off.
It. Never.
Nope, there she is. Let's see how long. Click. 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000, 4-1000, 5-1000, 6-1000, 7-1000, 8-1000. Took 8 seconds for it to pop up.
It's really helpful.
So, no, I don't use Siri on my Mac.
So, yeah, so I don't know why. And until you can make the fucking things.
Do you think Cortana works?
Good.
What's she do? Like, Cortana. Can I, like. Hi, Cortana.
Play the movie game.
Like
what?
I don't. I'm a little scared of what that'll do. To be honest with you. Oh, here, let's hit this. I can understand. I can learn to understand you much better if I can get familiar with the way you talk.
I can learn to understand you much better if I can get familiar with the way
maybe,
you talk.
Maybe later.
I need your permission to help.
So you have to go through a training exercise with Cortana before you can even use her as a voice.
Well, did you give it permission to, like, do things on your computer? I think that's what she was asking for, right?
Why does she need permission to do things on my computer? She's my robot.
Well, because she's not your robot.
You know
she's
what?
She's Microsoft's and she's
Elon
spying
Musk
on your
is
shit.
Right, dude.
Dude, did you hear the story about a couple was fighting, having, like, it was getting escalated and it would have been a domestic abuse situation, and they had an Alexa and it called the cops on them. Called the cops for domestic abuse.
Dude, I hope that's not true.
I heard that.
We would get the cops called from all our yelling just about 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. Because
I have an Alexa 10 feet from here.
I know. Like, that can't be real, right?
Look, could you imagine the police show them? Like, we heard yours argument. You're like, yeah, we solved it using Microsoft Paint.
Dude, I saw that story and I was really close to unplugging my Google Home. I'm really close.
I forget you have that thing.
But
it is
again,
spying.
I don't do anything, so they can spy.
You know, Google's spying on you way more than Amazon is, right?
Yeah.
Because Google does nothing else.
Fuck no. Jeff Bezos, top fucking rich person. He's not rich
no.
because he's selling shit on Amazon.
Because
he's got data out his ass.
Here's what I think. Amazon uses their spying to sell you more things.
Mm-hmm.
Google spies on you to literally learn how you think and exist so they can replicate it.
That's a good point.
That to me is scarier than Amazon being like, this guy must like books.
But what's stopping them from doing the same thing that Google's doing?
Well, nothing,
right
but I don't think they care.
They're not as evil, but they'll get there.
Well, Jeff okay,
Bezos
so we
is
got
the
two.
Richest man in the world now.
Why aren't the Google people richer? What'd they do wrong?
Hmm?
What'd the Google people do wrong?
They gave away their shit for free.
But seriously, like, why does Bill Gates have so much in Microsoft that he's the richest man in the world?
Because there's shit to buy.
But the guy who founded Google doesn't.
There's shit to buy.
Google makes more money than Microsoft. They're bigger than Microsoft, aren't they?
I would think.
Yeah.
But that's probably... They weren't before they started getting in the same shit that Microsoft does, which
you think
is
Google
hardware,
spends
software,
more money
all that shit.
Then Microsoft, maybe that's why, because Microsoft just keeps doing the same
probably.
Stuff, and Google's
they
like, we're going to build internet.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We're
sure.
going to build mobile cell phones. Yep. We're going to build space monkeys.
Yep.
Everything Google's doing.
I like Google, but they're also sketchy.
I hate Android.
I do.
I can't stand Android. That's my problem. I'm actually having a good time on Windows 10 over here. It's actually really fast, and it works pretty well. I hate Android. My TV out there runs on Android. It crashes, like, all the time. I was like, oh, you tried to open an app. That's going to be hard for me to do today because, see, I run on Android and I'm
blah.
And that happens all
and
the time. You know, and I don't know. Whenever I just lose respect for people who have, like, Android phones. And, like, when I see an Android watch, I'm like, I don't respect that person. Like, I'd rather see, like, a $5 Indiglo Timex on your wrist from Walmart than see an Android smartwatch.
Dora the Explorer watch.
Yeah, Dora the Explorer watch. Serious street credits, limited edition.
Who had that? Was that?
Tony Stark had that. Well, technically,
right.
Tony Stark's friend that he met in the garage's sister had that. The little boy's sister was her watch.
Oh, yes. Iron Man 3.
But it was a gift.
For some reason, I thought it was Deadpool.
And then that bald guy stomped on him. Yeah. Well, I think Deadpool made a joke about it. Didn't he make a joke about it, like, as a self-reference in, like, the new trailer? Like, oh, he's got a watch and he stomped on it.
I don't know.
I think he's something like that. I hate Deadpool,
know.
Dude,
it's so funny.
It's such a hipster movie.
I watched it again
I hate
yesterday.
It. It's hipster. It's too hipster for me, man.
It's pretty good.
It's one of those things where everybody loves it, so I don't.
Well, it's just like it's a major motion picture, yet they do shit that YouTubers do, and I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, I get that. But
like
it's not
cut, like they showed him.
It's not I
show scenes that aren't
difference.
Necessary.
I don't really think it's a major motion picture. I think that's honestly why I don't get it.
It is.
No,
it's just weird.
No,
because you haven't seen it like that.
No,
it's rated R.
I disagree.
So I guess you're right? No,
it had like a. It's just Ryan Reynolds and three people in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's Ryan Reynolds, T.J. Miller, the two X-Men, and the bad guy. That's all the people in that movie.
And his love interest, but yeah.
Okay, I get. It's funny they make jokes about how low budget it is. It feels low budget to me. Like, a big-budget movie is Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
Okay, if Iron Man 3 made the same jokes as Deadpool did, that would be way different to me, because it feels kind of like an indie movie. And I think because of that, I don't respect it as much, because when I see it under the guise of YouTubers made this, it doesn't surprise me when they make YouTuber-style jokes.
Right.
Like, it doesn't blow my mind, because I don't consider it to be a mainstream movie.
But it is.
But it's
like,
not.
It is.
Nah.
What was the budget of that movie? $130 million?
No,
yes.
No.
Bet money.
How much money, man?
Bet money. It was a lot.
Well, a lot's relative. $58
million. All right.
That's nothing.
That's not that much.
And it made a ton of money.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people saw it. I'm not denying that. Also, it is funny. I liked it. I thought it was funny. The problem is, I don't see it as a big-budget movie. It's not like Marvel and Disney made it, and it was true to the source material. It feels like this was a passion project that they only got done because Ryan Reynolds really wanted to do it, and he's big enough star that he could do it.
Right, but it's also very comparable to the comic books.
No, I agree with you.
Right.
I'm not disagreeing with the content being good.
Okay.
I think the content's good. Uh-huh. I think what I'm saying, it's not earth-shattering to me that it happened, because it feels like it was made unsupervised. Like, the studio was like, here's three cameras.
Right.
You go shoot whatever you want. You have $58 million. We ain't giving you a dime more. You shoot whatever you want. And as long as you make back your budget, we're happy. And then it made $1 billion. But to me, it feels like they were unsupervised. So, of course, you're going to get a good movie because it's not studioed up.
Right.
So, to me, it's not groundbreaking, because if it was studioed up and still came out good, like the next one, which is probably got double the budget. What do you think?
Yeah.
$58 million? I bet it's at least 100. Is there a sequel?
I can't believe it. Oh, yeah, there is.
It doesn't say the budget on here.
Darn.
But I guarantee you it's going to be. So we need to take... He added that Lynch can make a movie on ultra-tight minimal budget. Look, I was shot for 10 to 15 times what it was cost. Oh, my God. Is it directed by the dude who did John Wick?
Can we just talk about how Deadpool 1 and 2 were written, shot, released, and the amount of time between Avatar 1 and 2?
I think there's a little bit quality difference, but...
Oh, so you do admit that Deadpool is trash.
It's not no Avatar, but it's better than any goddamn other X-Men movie I've ever seen.
Oh, man. Better than X-Men 3, man, yes. When he lifts the bridge up.
Yes.
So bad.
Stupid.
So bad. How much did X-Men Apocalypse?
Way too much.
Let's see how much budget for that
movie
was.
I thought it underperformed. Maybe by now.
$178 million. Deadpool made more money than X-Men Apocalypse with half the budget.
Wow. That's crazy.
That's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
It was more than half. That's a third.
Yeah, but it still get... the reason why I say it's a big budget movie is because it did get a fucking marketing big budget. Like
Deadpool did, you think?
Yes. Do you remember all the fucking, like...
I don't remember TV ads for it.
Oh, yeah, he was doing Aussie accents, making fun of Hugh Jackman, and fucking...
But that was on, like, YouTube and Facebook and Twitter.
Him, like, the movie
that
being,
wasn't
like,
on Monday Night Football.
Comedy.
Yeah. Was it?
Yes.
All right. I'll take your
it
word for
it. It was Warner Brothers, right? They own X-Men.
No, it's Fox.
Yeah.
It's Fox.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, that's a big company. You know what we should have talked about, but we didn't?
Oh.
The Emoji Movie right here.
Oh, yeah.
Has a 8% on Rotten Tomatoes right
now.
A 1.4 out of 10 on IMDb and a 9% on Metacritic.
I heard it was a direct ripoff of the Lego movie. Or no, Inside Out.
Oh, for
plot
real?
Wise, yeah.
Oh, my
because
God.
Because all the emojis are one emotion, but it focuses on TJ Miller's character, who is like a... divergent character. He can have all the emotions.
So yeah, that's Inside Out.
Yeah,
it's basically Inside Out.
And then he realizes that all the emotions are a good thing. They're not bad, like sadness and shit like that.
Here's what's gross. All right, The Emoji Movie was panned by critics, with several unfavorably comparing it to Inside Out and Wreck-It Ralph. On Rotten Tomatoes, the film has an approval rating of 8% based on 39 reviews, with an average rating of 2 out of 10. The site's critical consensus simply displays a no symbol in place of text. On Metacritic, the film has a score of 10 out of 100, based on 20 critics, indicating overwhelming dislike. Audiences polled by CinemaScore gave the film an average grade of B on an A+ to F. I think Dunkirk got a B+.
That's crazy.
People are dumb.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Critics are haters, or lovers. Is there ever a critic review that's like, it's all right? Have you ever seen a critic give a 3-star review? So I feel like it's 4s or 2s.
Not a critic. I've seen a reviewer.
Well, right.
But, yeah, not a critic, no. It's either good or bad.
Right. It's never like, it's all right.
Yeah.
This is the worst thing we've ever seen.
It's never perfect good, except if it's shit.
Maybe Dunkirk, man.
And that, unless the movie's shit, then it's perfect good. Life of Pi.
Glenn Kenny of the New York Times describes the film as nakedly idiotic, stating that the film pays off a Hollywood idea. Panderingly, tenderly idiotic can be made to seem less so. I don't take him seriously because I couldn't even read that sentence without feeling dumb. There have been worse ideas, but in this case, the execution isn't good enough to bring the notion of an emoji movie to funky, surprising life. James Brasco of The Guardian said the film Insidious Evil, expressing the view that it was a little more than exercise in advertising smartphone downloads to children, thinly disguised as a feature
film. Oh, yeah, I heard that there were a whole bunch of actual apps. Featured in this movie. So, like, the reviewer I watched, he was like, oh, so this movie was funded by that app and that app and that app right there and that app.
So it doesn't matter how successful it is, it's already been paid for.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Dude, we're in the wrong business.
1,000%.
We should just do a podcast where the whole thing is product placement.
Advertising. Let's do it.
Let's do it, man.
People will watch, right? You guys will watch that shit.
David
right?
Ehrlich of IndieWire gave the film a D.
Maybe
saying,
not, because apparently people didn't go to this movie.
Make no mistake, The Emoji Movie is very, very, very bad. We're talking about a hyperactive piece of corporate propaganda in which Spotify saves the world and Sir Patrick Stewart voices a living turd.
Spotify saves the world.
But real life is just too hard to compete with right now. Alonzo Duralt of The Wrap was critical of the film, calling it a soul-crushing disaster because it lacks humor, wit, ideas, visual style, compelling performances, a point of view, or any other distinguishing characteristic that would make it anything but a complete waste of your time. Let's put that on our poster and let's have that be the review of our show.
I heard Patrick Stewart had 3 lines in the entire movie.
Well, good. So, that makes me a little happier to know that Patrick Stewart...
I'm hoping like he went to a place for him.
It made $25 million, dude.
How much did they make it for? $50 million?
$50 million.
Yeah. I hope that fucking fails so bad.
I bet you it may get some overseas money, right?
I would assume so, right? Dude. That's so gross.
That's our society now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's the world we live in, man. Yeah. All right. Well, let's end the show on that happy note. You know, I don't have the iPad in here, so we don't have headspin. I'll just put it in a post. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's not like we sync up anything to it. Or you can just do that.
I'm done.
Make a cool transition noise. So sing the song, and then make a cool transition noise, and I'll fade in real headspin in post during your transition noise. Be like a DJ. That's going to sound so awesome in the final product. People on YouTube won't know because...
I sound like an idiot, but no, that sounds good. Yeah.
All right, everybody. Well, thanks for watching. We were supposed to do an hour today, and we did almost 2 hours.
Yep.
I don't know how we do that. We still have like 16 tabs.
Yeah.
We talk about what we didn't do because I feel like we didn't. Okay.
Sure. Why not? Missed news that we didn't miss.
True Detective Season 3. What's this? Football players are dead. Amazon jacked up Prime Day prices and misled people. A lot of products are getting smaller, but the price is staying the same. Don't know what that is. And, okay, we only actually missed like two things. So that's not that bad. We created art on today's show.
We did so much today.
So thank you guys for listening. Number one thing you can do, subscribe to the audio version on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. And then watch the videos on YouTube. Just go to SethandColby.com. Everything's right there. It's the best way to do everything. There's t-shirts there. If you care about t-shirts. If you don't, that's fine too. But leave a review on iTunes. We'd appreciate it. And we're going to be here next week, right?
Nope.
All right.
Yep.
All right. We're going to be here next week.
Yep.
That's going to be good. So we'll see you guys then. A good